Total is 1850, cash or card. I don't have change for 20. I would much prefer it if you had exact change or card. You do realize that you are the 15th customer to ask me that. Plus, we have signs posted everywhere for exact change only, for a reason. Sir, please be mindful that there is a line behind you unless you and Miss Karen in the back are somehow both accomplices in your quest to cause an absolute disruption in an otherwise mundane environment. I will have no choice but to call my manager. At least he'll save me the trouble. Oh, speak of the devil. Hello, boss. Do you need something? My shift over already? If I may, I'm certain I haven't worked my full 8 hours yet. You have to make cuts for today. I understand. Very well. I'll finish up this customer and be on my way. Here's your receipt. Have a good day. Yeah, you too. My apologies, everyone, but my manager has just informed me that I must go home for today, so please move over to another open checkout lane. There is one opening to your left, my right. No, Miss Karen, I cannot check you out. The light is off, and the register is closed. Miss Karen, with all due respect, we as employees cannot just bend the rules to your benefit unless instructed so by the manager. It does not matter if you are a high-paying, recurring patron at the store. Rules are rules, Miss Karen. That is nice. Do you want to know what else is nice? I'm going home. I am technically off the clock right now, as we speak. You making a point in declaring your social status to show your dominance over me is an absolute inconvenience for everyone around you, and honestly, it does not concern me right now. I'm afraid you just missed him. If you wish to see him, you may go get him yourself. I'm sure you know where the service desk is. You've been there 22 times today already. And may I remind you, Miss Karen, if you begin to cause any form of damage to the employees, to the customers, the managers, the higher-ups, or even the merchandise or any other store property, we will have to call Mr. Wilson on you. Again, I'm sure you know who he is. He is our security guard, and I may have to remind you that your last escapade is the reason why he was given a raise. Have a nice day. No, not you. You can stay. It's fine. I can check you out. Besides, even if the manager has a problem, I'll only receive a harsh word or whatever. I'm already off the clock, so I'm pretty much working for free. I am too. But I know Miss Karen won't be gone for long. Yes, you would think that Miss Karen would be banned from the store, but sadly, this is not the case. She'll be back to bully people just to have her way and to remind us of a million ways that we can make it up to her standards. I guess that will be on her obituary as well. Cold? No, I'm not cold. This jacket I'm wearing does offer some warmth. Will that be all? I was asking because you often only come here to grab a few things, then come back sometime later as if you forgot something. I assume you're buying on impulse, which is a rather strange method of budgeting. There's more to it than that. I can't say I understand, but if you say so. Total 240, cash or card? Thank you. And may I say, you are the first person from today paying in exact change. Everyone else practically wants to pay in big bills and ask for change. We are not made of just money. If you want change, you have to give change. It's a law of equivalent exchange. We do have signs reminding customers of this. What's so funny? Oh, was it something I said? I see. Perhaps that can be seen as funny. Anyways, here's your receipt. Oh, I'm sorry, but this checkout lane is closed. Please move to the other checkout lane. Yes, they can take you there. My light is off. That means I cannot check you out. Well, yes, because they... Well, look at that. You made them back off. But I must ask, was that very necessary? I could have handled it on my own. I don't want to get you in any trouble. You're a valued customer. Well, thank you. And you're welcome. I should probably get going. There's a few things I need to take care of at home. You walk home with me? You really don't have to. I prefer walking alone anyways. If you insist, let me just grab my stuff from the office in the back. This is nice, isn't it? I was saying, this walk is nice. The ambience just allows you to be with your own thoughts and not think about anything. That's why I don't really have an issue walking home alone. Oh, no, it's alright. You don't need to apologize. I only assume it's meant as a nice gesture. Perhaps I'm overstepping my boundaries, but I can't help but notice there's something on your mind, isn't there? Well, if you're not going to tell me, I understand. I won't pry. How would I feel about telling me you like someone? I'm not sure. I haven't really been in that predicament, so I can't say. Can I give you advice? Well, I'm not the best when it comes to giving advice. Well, I've been told multiple times that I'm fairly blunt. I remember in school I was often called No Filter Yumi. You know, from that one show where some high school students enter a virtual world through a supercomputer to fight off evil viruses. Yes, that one. That was one of my favorites as well. Although the reboot and live action version made me mourn for the original. Oh, so the person you have an interest in likes the show too. They sound rather interesting. But what? How can you know that they have an interest in you? You could always ask. Well, if it backfires, it is what it is. At least you will get to go on knowing that at least you told them your feelings instead of keeping them bottled inside, like I usually do. Oh, here we are. The walk felt shorter than usual. Well, thank you again. I hope this confession thing works out for you. Is there something wrong? Oh, you already told them. I see. And what did they say? You're hoping they got the hint. I'm not sure what you're getting at. Wait a minute. You wouldn't happen to be referring to me, were you? I had an idea from the start. After all, it seems rather strange that someone like you would be willing to walk me home. Yes, I don't see a problem with it. As I said earlier, you are one of the more valuable customers. Honestly. Every time you visit the store just to see me on my shift, I can't help but feel better. You make my day a little more manageable. I would like that. May I see your cellular device, please? There. This is my number. Feel free to send a message when you have found a spot. Yes, good night. Well, that was interesting. Perhaps next time I see them, I will ask them about this feeling that is residing in me.